Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Donald Trump, you can even put his face on it. You can put Make America Whatever on it. Whatever you want on it. Wear the mask. It's important to save your life, your parents' life, your friends' life, and your fellow Americans' lives. It's really a civic responsibility to wear a mask when we're in public. And I think the political leaders across the board should model that behavior.
All right, so you might not recognize that voice. You might recognize Jared Polis, who is the Colorado governor. He says, wear the mask. It is the issue that is dividing so many in this nation that I started a rolling poll to find out how you feel about it. I say, here's the thing. When you look at what has worked so well in situations where people have worn the mask and done the social distancing thing, it's obvious that it's working. So let's do it and help our fellow human beings so we can get out of the house. Hashtag get the hell out of the house. Are you not ready to do that? I am. Oh, I'm so ready. I'm so ready to do that. But I don't want to get anyone sick. You're right. And when you got people that are at the top, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, saying, listen, here are the results. Here's what we're seeing. And this is what, this is what's working. If it's working, it's working. Now, if you're in the middle of the country, you're by yourself, there are obviously areas where you don't need it. That's a different story. But then there's obvious places where you do need it. I don't want to start off giving anyone a lecture because I am all about personal freedoms. My name's Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. And when I start the show, always in COVID-19 terms, we look at those that have died, meaning the overall totals, the people who have recovered, yay, and those confirmed cases that we have. So we have 1.73 million confirmed cases. 372,000 have recovered. 102,000 people have died. 102,000 people have died. In some states, it's going down. The curve is flattening. It's going down. Less hospitalizations, not the panic about will we run out of space, that kind of thing. And in other states, it's going up. And you're not always hearing as many of the reports about that because they're not the states that traditionally get a lot of coverage on the coast. Here on this show, we cover it all, right? Because I say it's about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in my backyard. And here's the thing. In some places, the totals are higher. And in those places, it's places like Nebraska. They're seeing that some cases have gone up. While other spots, which is so interesting, like Texas, while there's more testing and there had been certain hotspot areas where there were, one was where there was a plant and the numbers shot up, the people in Texas, who, by the way, are all about rights, right? That's the freedoms, personal freedoms, etc. I always say, what do three of our biggest states have in common? They all think they're the best place on earth to live, and that's Texas, New York, and California. And in Texas, the numbers have been relatively low. The amount of deaths, 1,506. And then you contrast that with New Jersey, where it's over 11,000 deaths, and in New York, 23,000 deaths. And, of course, we know so much of that is in Manhattan, so many of those deaths there, not so much in upstate New York, etc. One death is too many. Sad to see the odometer of death roll over the 100,000 mark, and I think it needs to be noted. These were people loved, who had families, who had jobs that mattered, who in so many cases, that's how they lost their life, because they were helping other people. Worldwide, 5.69 million cases, 2.35 million, yay, have recovered. 356,000 deaths at this point, 356,000 deaths. And it's still that struggle over money and life, right? Getting back to work. Bankruptcies, store closings are piling up like nobody's business. Some of our favorite places will not be around when we come out on the other side fully, when there's a vaccine, all that kind of stuff. They just can't do it. They can't keep up. Even if you were restaurant-wise 25%, 50% capacity, it's too late. Out of money, can't do it, that kind of thing. So we're going to see some familiar places no longer be around because they just cannot weather the storm. The coronavirus wreaked havoc for Hertz, JCPenney's. And I think it's interesting, I think of Hertz and the impact of Hertz with me when I was traveling and taking the show around. I was supposed to be in Ireland right now, and we had a Hertz car booked. So Hertz, gone, right? And why? Because they treated me right, and I never had any customer service problems, so they were, boom, bada bing, my favorite, because they were easy to deal with, and it was always good. J.C. Penney's, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, you get the idea. A place called, it was kind of off price, Tuesday morning, poof, done, chapter 11. Yeah. Advantage Rent-A-Car, they filed for chapter 11 on Tuesday. I took them one time out of Philly, and it was excellent. Ready to roll, perfect, no problems, boom, boom, boom. So some places will not come back. They won't. It'll be permanent restaurant closings. Versus some that will be able to bounce back. And it's the pandemic, of course, affecting so many things economically. That's why so many unemployed. Debate, speaking of getting back to work, over what happens with the Republican convention in Charlotte. And that has kicked up a storm of public opinion. Because the president says, if you do not let us have, you know, the full amount of people we want to have from Monday, August 24th to Thursday, August 27th, we don't want to go there. We want to move from North Carolina. So here's what Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had to say. She couldn't resist. She got her digs in on the president and his comments.
I don't think there's anyone who would say at this point that tens of thousands of people should come together for a political convention, no matter how great an ego trip it is for somebody. It's dangerous for so many.
All right. So the ego trip was the dig. They dig. If you listed on a piece of paper all of the trash talking between Pelosi and the Prez, it might be the most of politicians going back and forth, especially in the last year. So different than the Democratic National Convention, because they don't want to hold it. They're concerned about they're concerned about, obviously, the coronavirus, the conversations about the second wave and all that sort of stuff. So we'll see what happens with the Republican convention. I have a feeling it could be moved. Florida, Texas, there are some other states that have their hands up. We're talking numbers next.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. but be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area, and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. We need some light news. We need some fun stuff. Oh, please. We do. I got a story about Finley, a Guinness World Record holder. You know who Finley is? A 6-year-old golden retriever. You know I love goldens. So what did Finley do that warranted some recognition on this show, in this segment? 6 tennis balls in Finley's mouth, carries them around. Yes, he's known for it at once. Does it? Can easily do it. Crazy. So, lots of pictures have been taken of Finley doing this, and they finally did the process. The family did. And it means the process was becoming the Guinness World Record holder. And Finley, in fact, does now hold that record. Finley is from upstate New York. So 6 tennis balls, the mouth of Finley is so wide, it is crazy. You could probably fit a human head in Finley's mouth. So, you know, that's the deal. He picks up the tennis balls in the backyard. They started to watch and notice it. And he was picking up more and more and more. And 6, you know, he worked his way up to 3 and 4 and 5, and now it's 6. And no pressure, nobody's saying, pick up the balls, or they're not goading him on. It's just his thing. So they would put more balls out, and then before you knew it, 6 was the number. So I think it's pretty cool to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now I'm thinking about my puppy, Guinness, and what could I possibly make Guinness do? He shreds pillows. He likes soft athletic shoes and flip-flops. So I don't know that he has anything that would fit into any kind of record books. He just has a whole lot of energy, if you know what I mean. 103. What do you do when you turn 103? That is crazy to think about that. But listen, Jenny Stenja became 103 this week. She survived a bout with the coronavirus. And, wow, and is 103. And to celebrate her birthday, she likes Bud Light. So she was given a very cold Bud Light to celebrate her recovery from the coronavirus. It's interesting. I saw a picture of her sitting in a hospital bed looking pretty comfortable. I swear, not looking 103. And there she was with her Bud Light. She was drinking her Bud Light. Gotta love it. You gotta love it. Well, 103, and she looks pretty darn good and gets through the coronavirus. I mean, wow. That's a big deal. All right, let's move on to yet some more numbers. And how about this? This is an interesting story, and it's fascinating what's happening with wildlife, because I'm seeing it in my own neighborhood. I just saw 3 days ago a hawk. It was a baby hawk that was injured and was hopping along in the alley near my house. You know, I've seen everything from bobcats. Bobcat the other day, I almost hit a bobcat last week. It was a baby one, but it was clearly a bobcat, and it wasn't too far from where I lived. And, you know, we know this, we've talked about it before, that we're seeing creatures come out more because we're not all over the place with cars, etc. So apparently one of the things that is happening is that you're getting, in Florida, you're getting these rainbow lizards, and they're really kind of cool looking. They have orange heads, dark blue bodies, multicolored tails, and they can grow up to a foot long. And they're an invasive species, and they're all over Florida's Treasure Coast, and they're going north, and they're saying it's unprecedented the rate that they've come on, especially the last couple of years, and now through the whole virus thing, they have a fast reproduction cycle. They have no natural predators, so they can't be killed with traditional poisons or repellents, and they like the consistent warm and wet weather. And they say this will never be eradicated. They don't think they'll ever be eradicated. That this is something that they're seeing thousands and thousands of more of. And like I said, a foot long, they go up to a foot long, and they're being sighted all over the place. It's so crazy looking. I mean, actually, with a close-up picture, it looks pretty cute. But all over Florida, they got crazy lizards. They've got this redhead agama invasion. I didn't even know what a redhead agama was. And it first popped up with the whole pet trade thing in the mid-70s. And again, it's exploded the population, so they're seeing them all over. In the last 7 years or so, in Vero Beach, in that area, that's where the Dodgers, when they have baseball, are training. And you see them kind of hanging around. And they're saying that there was a story about one guy who says on his property, and it's in Vero Beach, he sees maybe 20 or 30 a day. Wow. That's an invasion. Here come the red-headed lizards, the red-headed agamas. They're out again, folks. Wow. And I don't know, is it a nightmare? Is it a shock? Is it a nuisance? What would it be? And maybe it could be a little bit of both. At first, if you just have one or so, no biggie. But if you start, they're not venomous. They don't carry diseases. And I guess they eat native insects. So from that point of view, it'd be pretty good. But they get pretty big too. So seeing 30 of them would be kind of wild on your deck, I guess, versus seeing the alligators that are coming closer and closer to lots of people's back doors and properties. I'd rather see the lizards of any kind versus those versus those alligators. That's, that's for sure. All right, a lot of talk about sports coming back and when and what's going to happen and what are player unions saying and all that kind of stuff. So in the off season, which extended a lot longer than a lot of people would like, you know, it's a lot of the talk is about what are the teams going to look like this year and also about memorabilia. There's always a lot of conversation about sports memorabilia, and I saw that Mike Trout's rookie baseball card, I think, one of the best players in baseball. He plays for the Los Angeles Angels. His 2009, that's not that long, right, rookie card, sold at an auction for $900,000. So let me say that again, $900,000, tying a record for a sports card. It was autographed, and it was what they call a Bowman Draft Chrome Red Refractor. Versus, you had a LeBron James Michael Jordan card with pieces of game-worn jerseys from both players sold for $900,000 a couple of months ago. So how about that? I guess it's just kind of a one-of-a-kind card. And that's a premium card, so it's going to sell for a lot. Boy, it makes you think, if you had collected that card back then, it was in a pack of cards, it just hung on to it, this would be a pretty sweet investment from the time you would have gotten the rookie card to now the possibility of selling it, just, you know, 2009, I'd say that would have been worth your time. But they say it's in the eye of the beholder when you talk about what it's worth, and it can be worth whatever anyone's willing to bid it up to. So they certainly made that one pretty, almost $1 million. They made that one really, really, really go sky high. John Krasinski is being asked, why did he sell Some Good News? It's been very popular on YouTube and all over the place. Why did he sell his series to CBS for so much money? Why did he do that? He's getting all this backlash. And he said he was only planning on doing 8 episodes during the quarantine, and that he has other things he's doing, like Jack Ryan and other movies and whatnot. And he created the YouTube web series during the coronavirus pandemic to focus on positive and inspiring stories and welcome a change for people looking for an escape from COVID-19 news cycles and quarantine. 72 million views, 2.5 million subscribers, pretty good. CBS said, yeah, we'll pay for that. So he sold it. Give the guy a break. It's positive news for him and his wife. Hang with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A milestone has been reached. 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus here in the U.S. 1.7 million people have been infected with the virus. The country, though, continues to reopen. Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, announced it will reopen on a limited basis in mid-July. There are growing calls to prosecute the white Minneapolis police officer who was fired after the death of George Floyd. Demonstrators called for justice. Ken Rance was on the city's police review panel.
The murder of George Floyd was the most egregious, excessive use of force that I've ever witnessed.
And former Vice President Joe Biden weighed in.
George Floyd's life mattered. It mattered as much as mine. It mattered as much as anyone's in this country. And at least it should have.
This is USA Radio News. First, the Florida Republican governor made a play for it. Now another state's chief exec hopes to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again. The skeptics were wrong, and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Jeff Berman. He's written a book called The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission, and we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, "Now you've got me worried. I want an MRI." 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and says, "I got the test results back, and they're not good." And I asked him to replay the tape, and he said, "Nope, that's live. It's not Memorex." And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with the question mark. I put my thumbs down, and her eyes got wide, and hello. I now have cancer.
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis, and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors, and that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, then you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, "Don't believe what's on the internet because it's out of date." And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
And you just go, "Ooh, hello." Fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote, my wife got the second vote, and if there were any votes left, then I got it. You can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, to write something down every day. But, yeah, pretty much I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And
oh,
I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad, you've got grandkids, you talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces, and you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review, they have that on the details about you, and I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell. Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels, and here's this 11,000-member organization, and I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences, and suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay. Then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley and long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lanes for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did. Until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and said, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. I had bacteria on them. Yeah, well, I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. Getting my car service. Hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on had the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay. So you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today. It's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later. And on April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant and my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate. There there are bad days, and I've had plenty of them since this all started, but none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. You know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... And she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now. Two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But... gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head. I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, okay, good luck with that one. That's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19. So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks. But get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them while still working. Go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. Nah, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm going to stay upright every day as best I can. That's it.
This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, you don't have to listen to this show for very long to realize how much I love talking about time and space and the whole idea of what could we possibly look at in the future, right? You know, and the whole fantasy of that. And somebody who's explored that realm is Stacy Glenn. He's an author. He's written Councils 12. And let me tell you about this book. So, of course, I get a lot of books and a lot of people that talk to me about their books. But this is a book that I started to read and then had a ton of travel and then talked to Stacy, and I was like, okay, now I got to finish it up because now I'm even more excited that I know the story behind the story. So you're going to get a sneak peek in our conversation. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here.
So let's talk about that for people who have no idea. You meet them and you say, hey, I've written a book, and it's Councils 12. Give us a synopsis. Tell us a little bit about what the book's about.
Well, it's about a man named Benjamin. He's torn between good and evil, and there's dreams that seem to be premonitions and fantasies of flesh and death, and he's not sure where one begins and the other ends. And then there's the Councils 12. They're entities of morality and holders of the dimensions and the two dimensions. And they're in a battle with the renegade Azazel. He is the dark angel that dwells within time and space. And Benjamin is basically sought out by both sides to salvage what each stands for. And he struggles with love and hate and
it all lies within the fate of the universe, and he'll use his powers to grant the existence of everything, to shine with eternal mercy, and hopefully just won't stumble into deadly sin. And then there's a woman of his dreams, and she's hopefully the one that can save him or the one that's going to destroy everything.
When you started to think about this novel, did the characters like Benjamin, did he just come to you? Did it start to pour out of you? What was it like writing this and creating this world?
Well, the name Benjamin, he came from one of the 12 disciples, the 12 tribes, the tribe of Benjamin, I believe it was, it just seemed like that was the normal name and out of the rest of them, and I just kind of went with that name for that character, and that's about it for that. So.
And, you know, the storyline, it's interesting for people listening. Again, we're talking with Stacy Glenn, and his novel is Councils 12. You talk about the seven deadly sins. I mean, you go through them, and so fascinating to watch what happened there. Was it fun to, I say fun, but was it fun to write about the evil and the good and the seven deadly sins?
Yeah, it was interesting to get into the things that people can get into that could possibly destroy them, and just kind of wanted to just go with that, and I needed to go to the opposite direction when he eventually needs to correct things, and he has to figure out how he's gonna, after he screwed everything up, he's got to figure out how he's gonna make it all good again.
Yeah, how do you manipulate time and space? I mean, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, that would be the fourth type civilization. Basically, they've been around for so long that they know how to basically go into each universe that is born. I'm kind of saying that there's like just two universes, but only one exists at a time, and one when one dies, the other one is born, and it just keeps going back and forth. And the type four civilization people, they know how to travel back and forth without having to die and start all over again like the renegade Azazel has to do.
Yeah, so, and for Azazel, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? It's frustrating. He's like on the hamster wheel because you said it, and think about this, people, he has to do it over and over, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Relentless. I mean, getting pounded relentless, because that's what it is. But that's the whole idea. And it's like I said, when you started to write this and then you go through, and now when you finish it up and you've got Councils 12, does it make you want to keep writing even more?
Yeah, it does. I've got other novels I haven't finished. I have another one that I did get published, Catherine. So, yeah, I'd definitely like to continue finishing these others, and I still have even others that I haven't even started yet that I've thought about writing.
Do you have any kind of a, sometimes when, you know, you write, and I've written some books, and people always ask this, and it's a great question of anyone who's written a book. Is there like a ritual? Do you have something you do, a desk, a place you sit, something where you can just focus on your story and what you're doing?
I just do the same thing every day, like 7 days a week, same time, same amount of hours. And I just have all my materials there and all my information I can look up if I need to make sure everything's accurate. And they just like, you know, quiet. It helps a lot to not have any distractions.
Boy, isn't that true? And you know this, Stacy, we live in a world of distractions. Even if you are by yourself, it seems like there's so many things that can take our attention away, especially now with the bubble that we're living in. And again, the book is called Councils 12, and we're speaking with Stacy Glenn and talking about the book and the characters and whatnot, and writing a novel and taking us through the ups and the downs of really what that life was like. And these are, you know, I was thinking about Benjamin. Is Benjamin or any other character in the book something that you could continue on with?
In like a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that could be a sequel with Benjamin. It would be Benjamin and a girl that he meets in the end. So yeah, that would be. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, I think it would because the story and what I'm telling people that are listening, for all of you that know this, when you get a novel and you start to get into the novel, it's the story, the characters. You're either rooting against them, you're rooting for them. You want to know what happens to them. And you did such a great job of doing that. Did you know, Stacy, when you were a kid or even in high school, that, hey, I want to write, I want to maybe write a novel or novels?
Didn't even cross my mind. I wasn't too good at English, but I ended up going to private computer school, and I did pretty well in English, so that helped out a lot in trying to get your ideas together and everything.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, when you finish books, usually there's somebody, whether it's a boss, somebody you work with, or even family members. Who did you really want to show the book to, and what was their reaction?
My mom, because she likes to read a lot. I just, my books are kind of like a mix of Stephen King, James Patterson, Dean Koontz. It's kind of all a little bit together, and just kind of see. Since she's done a lot of reading, I just thought I'd see how, what she thought about it, and she liked it, so she helped me put it together too. So,
well, that's good, because since she's a reader, just like my mother was a voracious reader, it's always good to have those extra set of eyes. There's no question about that. For people that are listening to us and they're hearing us talk about Councils 12 and your process and writing it and whatnot. And they get the book. What do you hope that they take away from reading this novel?
I just hope that, you can see there's a lot of bad in people, and there's also a lot of good in people. And hopefully if we find the way out of the bad, and we can change and just be a better place for all of us.
Yeah, so there's the moral of the story. And did you have that in mind as you were writing it?
No, not really. I mean, maybe a little bit, but once you write the whole thing, it comes together and you kind of see the bigger picture of everything that's going on, you know.
Yeah. And when you I don't know about you, but I know that I mentioned that I've written a couple books, and when I finish, it's just like it's like the best moment ever. Is it just a great moment when you know you finished it? When you knew you finished the story, was that the best?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, as I was writing it, I was somewhat discovering what was going on. And the end was a surprise to me, as it will be to the reader. So.
See, and there you go. And so we didn't give too much away, and that's a good thing, because the end is a surprise, and that's what keeps you really invested, I think, even more in the book. So pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.com, Councils 12. Stacy Glenn, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.